This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Today's search term is...
Teen.
Ooh. Ooh, you felt weird saying it, didn't you?
Yeah, I feel weird. about it.
I know, it's strange, right?
Yeah, it makes me uncomfortable, but that's why we're talking about it.
Right, we can't stay away from everything uncomfy.
Yeah, well, the whole point is...
You know, we signed up for this.
Talk about porn in the industry it comes from, which is rife with... Look at that tiny piano.
Is that where porn comes from?
There's a tiny piano in the studio we're recording in, folks, and I couldn't ignore it. It just was too adorable. It needed my attention.
In new surroundings.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling good about it.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to teens.
So back to teens. Back to the problem area.
I know. Where do we even dive in? Have you ever once in your life searched for teen?
Well, I have once, and it was for this episode. No, I've never searched for teen.
Yeah, me neither.
And you know what I thought about when we were prepping for this episode was whether teen searched for teen?
Mm.
Because when we were teens, there wasn't Pornhub.
Right.
Like, there wasn't anywhere you could go and search by category. And there is a part of me that's like, would I, as a
teenager,
naive, underage creature, trying to learn about, because, you know, we've talked about before in the show how porn has now become a sex education device.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for better or worse, just by virtue of the fact that it's accessible.
Mm-hmm.
And I briefly wondered, like, if there are kids searching teen to, like, look for themselves.
Let me tell you.
And how horrifying what they actually find will be.
It ain't teens looking for teen. It is people in, like, 45.
Right. You know? Oh, you're going off the stat. Well, I was just about to say, like, whenever, though, when you were online as a teenager, were you honest about your age?
That's
true. And especially with porn sites where it's like, you know, you have to be 18.
That's
it's
true.
Like,
and you're like 13. Yeah.
I'm a 23-year-old and I have 36, 24, 36 measurements and I'm hot for cock.
Right.
Like, because you didn't know. Like, when I went in, like, the chat rooms on AIM.
Right.
I was, like,
lying
like 12, but said I was like 15 or 19, like, depending on whatever I thought the thing was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. I think the appeal here is, like, obvious.
Yeah, I mean...
Right? Like, this is...
Yeah. So I was really interested in that, too, because I was like, okay, just from doing, like, some research on, like, stats and data, it is mostly a male search term.
Yeah.
It's mostly an older male search term.
Cool.
It is, you know... You know, older men have been fantasizing and attracted to younger women since, like, the dawn of time, you know?
Yeah.
And I was doing some research trying to figure out, like, why that is.
Why it is that we want that...
Older men want younger girls.
Mm-hmm.
Because majority of these things that we're looking for, or, like, that men are searching for when they're searching for teen porn, it, like, innocent is, like, the second most popular thing,
like,
that you find.
Even looking for the search term showdown stuff, it's tons. It's, again, it, like, goes back to, like, objectifying the girl and being like, I destroyed her. Like, she's innocent.
Right. Also being, like, as an older man, you are finding an innocent girl and you just automatically have power over them.
Right. I also wonder...
They're insubordinate character.
I think there's probably, and I'm
character.
Like, this is me trying to, like, get in the brains of, you know, Pablo Picasso. I'm just naming
lecherous
like, douchebags.
Older men who preyed on young, beautiful teens.
And I think there's, I mean, is part of the appeal the expertise and being the, like, you can't question anything I do because you have no idea what you're doing. And everything do is like thrilling and exciting.
I think so. And amazing
because you don't like know the fucking difference.
Right. Well, I think that's it. It also comes from them feeling inadequate. Actually,
but
like, you know, like they're like actually feeling super inadequate sexually. They're getting older. Their skin's sagging. They're not hot anymore.
And they want to be like, close to something
that is like young and hot. And they also be like, this little girl is gonna.
It's also
do
just superficially like the like conventional attractiveness, like the young, the taut,
right?
The
youth
skin
equals beauty.
With its elasticity.
We've just been told that our entire lives.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
But what's interesting to me is how teen has been going down over the past like 5-6 years.
Yeah, it's been on the decline a little bit.
Yeah, it was the number one search term in 2014, and it's been slowly getting like lower and lower.
Yeah,
still on top 10.
Mm-hmm.
So still problematic.
Yeah, it's still problematic.
It's on the number 10. It's like the number 10 search term for men.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't even make the top 20 for women.
Gotcha. But I found stats from 2017. So this is maybe like a little bit older than what you have.
Okay.
But this is such a dumb little detail, but I was interested in that it was more searched than it was viewed. It was one of those like overall stats. And I think it was 7th most searched and then 11th most viewed.
Oh,
I was
interesting.
Like, oh, interesting that
so
like
people are searching for it and they're like, actually.
Yeah, like how much of the population is searching and then being like, actually.
Yeah.
Like, get me out of here.
Right. Well, I mean, in
I don't know.
Today's culture, it's like, thank God we're like waking up and being like, this is super problematic. And, you know, we're objectifying children.
I think in another episode you referenced that really brilliant meme that's just a cartoon of two eyeballs almost touching.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And it's
Disney Channel. And
it's the Disney Channel and the porn industry casting 18 plus to play younger.
To play teens. Yeah.
I mean, we certainly hope so.
Yeah. I found this hilarious definition from YouPorn about teen is.
Oh, God.
This is it. Teen porn is all about 18 and 19-year-old amateurs and porn stars showing off their overactive libidos and tight bodies in hardcore sex videos. College babes and horny sorority girls having dorm sex parties with big dick frat boys is a common occurrence. Same for muscular jocks with tight ass cheerleaders in the gym locker room. Whose college experience was that?
Not mine. I went to NYU.
Yeah, not mine. I was a theater major.
Yeah.
I was going to theme parties with gay boys.
Yeah, exactly.
And praying that, like, maybe I could get one of them drunk enough to make out with me.
Yeah, or that, like, one of the three straight guys there, like, would just be, like, gay and not out yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
And he was always drowning in pussy.
Yeah. Straight theater dudes crush pussy.
I also noticed that a lot of the stuff is like everyone's 18 or 19, you know?
Yeah, they were just clearly chill. Were like, oh,
it's not a 17
it's exactly
year old.
18 and 19 year olds.
Not 20 because that doesn't have teen in the title.
Even though teenager encompasses 13
and
to
above.
19 and we're taking, what is that, 1/5?
I'm terrible at that. That's legally okay to talk about.
Yeah, 2 out of the 7 years
make up. Otherwise, it's child pornography, you know?
Yeah, they're just they're covering
just
their asses.
Ooh, it's a thin little line, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I remember like, that, though, like, when you were a teenager and you thought you held the, like, power of the universe in your body.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yes.
Isn't that a strange...
As a young woman?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Be like,
I
have tits now and everyone is looking at me.
I remember... I was
meanwhile, cut to, like, what I actually looked like as a teenager.
Yeah. Loser. Like, yeah, fucking braces. And, like, I, like, you know, flat iron my hair every day and it was never straight. It was actually frizzy.
Yeah.
And I shopped at American Eagle.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was definitely, like, walking down the hallway to, like, in the mall, you know, to go to, like, the bathroom and like a man, like an older man would like come out and like I'd smile at him and he'd be like, bah. It's like just so, you
or
know,
even did
blown
he?
Away. I mean, probably I made that up.
I mean, there's like a lot, like my, when I was coming into my own, and I don't mean like me as an attractive person, cause that
recent
didn't even begin to happen until years later. And it's debatable now. But
don't you fucking dare. That's it, my friend you're talking about.
But you know when you're like just testing out your own like sexual prowess.
Yeah.
And you're like, I remember going to the beach with one of my best friends and we'd like be in the boardwalk and we'd like make note of like, oh my God, he wants you. Oh my God, he. And it's like 7th or 8th grade. And
right.
If I look back at the pictures of us in that time. It's like two bag of bones.
Yeah.
Like wearing children. Like TJ Maxx swimsuits.
Actually children.
Like actual children. Be like, yeah. We hold such sexual power.
I know.
Well,
and
what's fucked up about it is like society agrees.
Yeah.
Like I think about what a child I was then and how little I actually knew.
Right.
And if I was unfortunate enough to be in a situation with like a man with some kind of power,
yeah.
And I don't even want to talk about the actual shit
right.
that happened or like people
yeah.
that or situations I encountered that were harassment or borderline abuse or dangerous because those exist. And this
right.
is a cheerful podcast.
Wow.
it's just fun. Like that me as a woman, mm-hmm. like a girl. Just emerging
yeah.
into that time and being like, yes, I'm supposed to leverage this.
Yeah.
Like being aware of that mm-hmm. space and the way that that shit operates and being
right.
like, here I come with my tits.
No one really talked to us about it, though, you know?
Yeah, well, I had no one? Parents. I had, like, good parents.
Whoa. Don't you dare.
I didn't mean to imply that you did
Jesus
that.
H.
I mean, if anything, my mom was like, prudish and
yeah.
a little bit like overprotective.
Right.
But
I
was
but
I wish there was
like,
more of a conversation of being like, hey, just you know, like you're coming into your body and like it's okay to like want things sexually, but
just be aware that there are you know, like gross older men or you know, whatever that will
you're just like here's how you like protect
yeah.
yourself.
Yeah. And like
yeah,
how
my
to not
best friend's,
be exploited.
My best friend's dad wrote true crime stuff.
Oh.
So he always like knew about the various ways that young women can like die horribly.
Sure.
So she would yeah. teach me the random like self-defense moves
oh,
that
I
he passed
that.
Along to her.
That's great.
So I think it was good except for that we thought we were invincible and like we'd walk through a parking lot with like keys between our fingers.
Right. You thought you were
and like truly believe
yeah.
we could kick anyone's ass.
Yeah. Right. Well, thank God.
And honestly, we were just like very fortunate. That
yeah, yeah.
Nothing real like
right?
crazy went down.
Yeah. I think about a lot now, just because, you know, like that show Euphoria and
yeah.
and how there are teenagers that are like, you know, people that are like 14, 15 years old and like fucking.
Yeah, they're exposed to so much that's
right.
different. I mean, I have a niece who's 16.
Yeah.
And she, my sister, her mother,
mm-hmm.
cannot handle
yeah.
the like culture these days. And keep in mind, my sister like dropped out of college to have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Ahead of that, like, went to a very alternative high school, like,
yeah.
toured the country in a VW van.
What a badass.
And, you know, called home once a week during that time.
Yeah.
Like, my poor mother dealing with that was, like, very stressed.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, like, my sister was fortunately safe and very self-sufficient.
Uh-huh.
But, like, was a very rebellious teen in her own right, is
mm-hmm.
my point.
Yeah. So, naturally, her offspring.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know, this is the era of like I mean, my niece has like jewels and like smokes more weed than I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, sure.
And goes to like EDM concerts
yeah.
and has like a whole different vibe that like overwhelms me.
Right.
And I mean, I think she actually and I shouldn't be sharing. Let's just say this.
Yeah.
I think she lost her virginity a year earlier than my sister did. I'm leaving out years.
Okay.
I'm involving people who are very personally
yeah,
associated
yeah, yeah,
with
yeah.
me, so hopefully.
Well, my thing is
no one
like,
I know is listening. But my sister like freaked out.
Yeah.
You know, she was like, that's like she
well,
was
yeah,
like
she can handle
upset
it, yeah.
that it was like that it was like earlier and I was like a year difference
yeah
but the
like
whole generational
like,
divide
right.
actually seems pretty
yeah.
on point
yeah.
you know like pretty
I just
healthy.
Think that as you know each generation like as we're getting like more and more like okay with like sex
yeah.
and being like more exploring like our, you know our sexualities and our desires I wonder if that's why teen is kind of like dropping
mm-hmm.
in searches like the loss of like the innocence and like being like you know, because I feel like majority of these storylines for teen porns is like, oh, the babysitter got caught and like she's going to do whatever
yeah.
she can to like, I'm so like, don't tell. Like, I'll
yeah.
suck your dick. You know, like
yeah.
that is no longer like now she's like, I'm not sucking your dick. Like, are you kidding? Come on. That tiny thing. You
yeah.
see my boyfriends. Yeah, I feel like the loss of innocence now is it correlates with like the, you know, the lower search for term or for teen.
Wait, I'm not sure I know what you're saying. Like, oh, that like in general,
yeah.
this generation of teens doesn't have an innocence about them.
Right.
Interesting. I mean, that could be part of it. It
because
also
I
could
feel
just
like
be like shifting
teens,
dynamics and like.
or the majority of the people that are searching for teen, like the whole innocence factor.
Yeah.
Of being like a young, beautiful, like, and then you can like, you know, corrupt her and destroy her. And it's like, you can't corrupt and destroy the girl that's already like aware of her sexual prowess.
Yeah. My hope would be that like, it's just like an overall trend shift. I mean, the fact that we have like more women watching porn, that we have like if you're looking for something where you're like destroying a woman, like how much of that population is dudes who actually just want to watch consensual BDSM porn?
Right.
And there's like more of that.
Exactly.
I don't know. I may be like coming up with other reasons just because it's got to be such a like, no, I'm yes anding. I feel like the porn landscape is so complicated because it's slower to respond, I think, to, you know, like feminism is wildly on the rise.
Yeah.
And like Me Too is a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as I'd love to say that like there's a direct correlation between like sexual abuse coming to the forefront and it diminishing as a term or like as a concept in porn, like that being one to one, it's just probably much more dense and slippery than that.
Probably.
Yeah. Can we talk about something briefly that came up while I was doing research for this episode?
I'd love to.
Sort of related to what we're talking about, but not really.
Okay, great.
Virginity is a construct, she says, beginning her slideshow.
Yes.
I just...
Exhibit A.
So I was like looking... It's really hard, weirdly, to search for... Like when I was doing research for this and anytime I was like, teen statistics, like... It was all about teens watching porn, like on Google, like in my like relatively shallow research strategy for this show.
She hits the symbol of the drum kit behind her.
It's like you can usually search like search term and porn statistics and like find a Pornhub thing pretty quickly.
Right.
And you can find that. But beyond that, there wasn't a lot of like writing and articles and features about this kind of shit. It was like... Covenant Eye.
Yeah, right.
It's like telling me about how my teen is watching too corrupted. Much porn and like how to talk to them about the dangers of pornography.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I just brought it up because I in my like social media life, which is a lot about like me educating myself about all things sex and gender.
Yes.
I've come across it a couple times and I think it's kind of fascinating and true.
Break it down for me.
So the idea is that virginity is a patriarchal construct, and I'm pulling up my notes on this because I read a great article in Everyday Feminism, I think.
Oh, okay.
That like broke it out into, it was like five reasons why we should just throw out the whole concept of virginity.
Yeah.
Them being.
Yeah.
Because fuck grammar. One, virginity is sexist because it largely is about like the woman losing it.
Mm.
Well, let me say them all and then we'll tie them all together.
Okay,
so virginity being sexist, virginity contributes to slut shaming because your like narrative around how you lose your virginity.
It,
virginity is such a like identifier, you know, and like, how am I going to do it? And like, how may I do it? You know, like according to whatever culture, like subcultures you operate within.
Yeah.
Virginity frames a woman's worth as inversely proportional to how much sex she's had.
Mm.
Virginity is heteronormative. Virginity erases queer and trans folk.
Yeah.
So there's a correlation. I mean, there's like one aspect of it in like from the binary perspective, just about women.
Yes.
That like historically women are property. Like that a man walks a woman down the aisle to give her away to another man.
Yeah.
And that she'd better be like intact.
Mm-hmm.
And the property had better be pure. And like we use this like...
God,
vaginal threshold.
What's that? I haven't thought about that in a really long time.
I know.
Like, that was the point.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's, like, that's the historical nature of what virginity is about. It's about purity, and it's about, like, this is an untainted product.
Mm.
And in some cultures, if a woman isn't a virgin, even if she was fucking raped, it's dishonor to the family.
Wow. Yeah.
And then you get into the more complicated and more currently emerging and relevant conversations around, like, queer and trans folks in different kinds of bodies and getting away from the binary narrative of penis
what?
And vagina.
Yeah.
Because, like, how does a gay person necessarily lose their virginity
right.
if you don't happen to be a vagina taking a dick?
Yeah.
You know? So anyway, I just thought I'd put it to you.
I love that.
For a convo. It's not really a teen topic.
It is a teen topic.
The age in America or virginity is commonly lost. Mm-hmm. But it's I'm kind of thrilled to be like, fuck it.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Because my virginity thing was like pretty like, I think I'm ready. I think I'm ready to enter my hoe phase.
Oh, yeah. See, that was like.
It wasn't like
for me, it was
rose
never
petals on a
like,
bed at prom night or
no,
whatever the fuck.
For me, it was like a fucking weight that I was trying to like get off. You know?
Yeah.
Like I was like, when is this thing going to happen?
Yeah. That's part of it too, is there's so much buildup. And you're like, I just want to be in the fucking club.
Yeah.
So I can stop stressing out about how to get in the club.
Right.
And usually your first entry is quite
lackluster, uneventful
or lackluster or awkward, and it's just your first time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think also just like removing the construct of like you're in and you're out would actually encourage people to feel less pressure around it, or at least I would hope so.
True.
And therefore be more comfortable like exploring and and discovering
having
with whatever
it be
partner.
Like on par with getting like your teeth cleaned.
Yeah. You like that you could build to something too and not be like, what base have you been to? It's a 1, 2, 3 or all the way. You know, we're so quantitative.
Yes.
In our society?
Instead of qualitative.
Yeah. Do you have other research?
Oh, I basically just kind of like got some history of like teens being like sexualized in the media.
Yeah.
So Playboy started college editions in 1983. And then Barely Legal, which was started by Larry Flint.
Of course it was.
Yeah. A magazine that features explicit photos of naked young women, all of whom are at least 18.
Yeah.
Models, you know. It came out, they were selected and photographed to emphasize their youth. That came out in 1993. So two big moments in like the history of like pornographic images and dirty mags. And then also like I wrote down like Elvis and Priscilla Presley. That was a huge thing. She was 14 when they met.
I forgot about this.
Yeah. I mean, obviously like Woody Allen.
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly. I know. It's just...
Now we're just naming famous men.
Yeah, people just flaunting it out.
Yeah.
Having sex with teens and being like, yeah, teens are beautiful. I love younger women. But it's never like cougars. It's never older women being like, yeah, I love a younger lover.
Well, it is. I mean, it is sometimes. What do you mean, like, never?
Like, it's never, like, in media. Like, we're never seeing those.
Well, the only narratives I think we see that are negative, I mean, there's, like, much more of a, like, high fives for fucking the older woman, I think.
Yeah.
Between boys. But I think the only negative light is, like, the teacher dynamic. Like, teachers that get arrested for fucking their middle schoolers. Mm-hmm. And that is dark.
Yeah. But they got married.
Well, they weren't the only ones.
But that one that we're talking about, you know, I know you
mean.
The
one in Florida?
Maybe.
Wherever it was. There's a few. Teacher boy.
Yeah.
Nah, I just
but we never really hear about that, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't get, it's not as.
There aren't like
flashy, but I also, don't at me. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it's much more. The other way.
Yeah.
Men. You know, I think there are just more men like looking for younger women and that it's just a common dynamic of like men in power in particular,
men
wanting to be like, I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah. And like,
I'm
going to
buy myself
to, like,
a teenager.
Hold on to youth, you know?
Yeah.
And suck the youth from their supple skin.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's certainly like less common to see an older woman be like I can name like Demi Moore and Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, yeah.
Beckinsale. And I actually really enjoyed. As much as, like, I could give a shit about their relationship, but I'm like, okay, this will be a fun, weird 3 months.
For all of us.
When Pete Davidson went on SNL and just, like, ran off a list. He's like, some people say the age dynamic is weird, but I told him to call. And then he just, like, rattles off.
Yeah.
All the people. All of the famous men
that have ever
fucked, married, whatever, like, women who are 30 years younger than them. Yeah.
Good point.
Well, now we're just getting to, like, age dynamics.
Okay, all right.
Like,
anyways,
teenagers, but
want to learn a term?
I always do.
Okay, so this is Lolita.
Oh, yeah.
Lolita.
Mm-hmm.
Novel published in 1955 by Nabokov. It's assimilation. That's what I was going to say. Assimilation. Ooh,
we watch a lot of porn, you guys.
It's just all just slip it on in. Its assimilation to popular culture is such that the name Lolita has been used to imply that a young girl is sexually precocious. I like that.
You like it?
Yeah, I like that. Because I think that I identified as like a Lolita.
You self-identified as a Lolita.
Yeah.
I have to confess I've never read that. So I don't know if the perspective feels fair or representative of a...
Of the book.
Of her experience.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, of the... Is this sexually precocious person? I mean, and I'll just cast you in my mind. It'll make me feel better about it.
Yeah.
Just to know that this person has agency. And it's not just us being like...
She doesn't know. She's aware.
Yeah.
She's aware.
Yeah, good.
And I was aware, too.
Yeah.
Hello, aware now. You know?
Yeah.
I'm slowly transitioning out of my Lolita phase into, like, my 100% guaranteed cougar phase. You know?
100% guaranteed. You're just going from Lolita to cougar?
Straight in. You know? I'm 30.
Rachel, cougar. You're a victim of the porn industry. Yep. You can't go from teen to MILF.
That's it. Like, that's all we get as women. That's it. Those are the two categories you get. You're a teen or you're a MILF. That's it. You're done. Goodbye.
Do you want to do a search term showdown?
Yeah!
Okay. I'm taking too long to think about it.
Okay.
Fun to share that I, in searching teen, you know how it like pops up categories underneath where it's like, maybe you mean this?
Yeah.
Like, these are specific categories?
Right.
It went amateur teen, Russian teen, teen anal, teen cream pie, teen gangbang, moms teaching teens.
Wow.
And I was like, why is that the order? And then I was like, because of previous episodes I've recorded.
Russian teen.
At first I was ready to be like, why... Do they think, like, why is this what's most popular? And I was like, oh, right, the algorithm's for me.
Mm-hmm. You know what's weird is when I was searching for teen, I got a lot of feet stuff.
Yeah.
Don't know why.
Well, maybe because when we searched cheerleader,
they just
we talked
we
about
met.
Feet and it listened and it told porn. Yeah. It whispered in its wee ear.
That we want.
First one, Virgin Babe. That was partly what inspired that.
Of course.
Conversation about virginity is, you know, like, hey.
Yeah.
First time. Daddy, I love when you come to me.
Ooh.
Spelled C-O-M-E.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Missed an opportunity there, but, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Missed opportunity.
Missed opportunity.
And, you know, incestuously problematic.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we're saying, like, oh, daddy.
Yeah. It's a sugar daddy.
But teen girls being ready for that kind of advanced sexual psychology play.
I mean, nowadays.
Feels early.
Yeah.
Nowadays they now that they have access. Now that they're, you know.
Incest is the number one thing that you find on all porn websites.
What else do you know? You know? Anal audition with anxious sexy teen with sexy teen.
two sexy teens?
Yes.
Okay. I saw like anal audition
with
anxious.
Yeah, anal audition was the first thing I was like, oh, this is fun.
Yeah.
We've got an anal audition with anxious sexy teen.
Hi, my name is Sexy Teen and I will be auditioning for
Hi, I'm Sexy Teen.
Anal.
Hi, I'm a little for anxious sexy teen.
I'm a little anxious, but I'm here for the anal audition. Sorry, just give me a second to warm up.
Yeah.
I mean lube. Do you have lube?
Heard of it. All right. Teen Dom. She's a sinner.
Oh. She's a sinner.
She's a sinner. This makes me think that this is like, that one's for dudes who are like Chris. Like, you know, like guys in the world who extra, like they're going to be bad. So they're double bad. They're like, oh, I'm going to watch porn and I'm going to watch teen porn.
Yeah. She's a bad girl.
I'm just thinking a lot about Christianity because the covenant eye was looking at me while I was researching.
Anytime you search anything about porn, or like, here's some facts about how porn is bad.
Yeah. Graceful cream pie.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know what it has to do with teens.
Yeah.
But it's a graceful cream pie.
Yeah.
So who's graceful in that situation? The...
The semen.
The semen.
Stayed in.
Oh,
it stayed in.
Oh, is that the idea you think?
I don't know.
It's like what the jizz is actually doing. When you said the semen was graceful, I immediately pictured synchronized swimmers.
Yeah. And they are.
And I was like, yeah.
They really are.
They have choreography. Okay. This one I only included because I had questions. Medical student goes all the way in porn casting. Medical student? That's an advanced teenager.
Yeah.
Like Doogie Howser.
Yeah. They went to college at, 15.
Yeah. You are ahead of things if you're already in med school.
Of course she's going all the way.
19.
Of course she's going all the way.
She is precocious.
Yeah. She's getting her fucking doctorate soon.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Next one, dance teacher loves rhythm stick.
What happens in this porn?
It just looks like regular porn. That's the thing is, I was like, wait, it's a dance teacher and there's like a rhythm stick involved?
Wait, a rhythm stick is like something that you hit on the floor, right?
To be like... Or like... I mean, it's any kind of...
Pot-a-boo-ray, step-ball change. Like, that's what I'm thinking of, a rhythm stick.
Yes.
Like, my scary old Russian ballet teacher is hitting it on a cane on the ground.
I also let my imagination fly, and I pictured those, like, rain sticks that if you turn them over, the tiny sure. balls fall and yeah. make the sound of rain yes. between the cactus spikes. The thing is, there were no sticks in this video from my okay. quick click-through.
Who is this porn for? I wonder.
I think someone just was like, check out this fucking crazy yeah. title. Yeah. Like, I think someone just wanted a pun yeah. or like a, you know, like, yeah. ooh, rhythm stick. Mm. That sounds kind of like dick.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
And it's my dick is rhythmic, you see. You see. You see what I did there.
Mm-hmm. And somehow there's a teen involved.
Yeah. Last one. Oof. She just wants to buy a pony.
Oh, she just wants to buy a pony, so yeah. she's got to fuck who?
I don't know.
The guy and it didn't who even have the money?
Vibe. Like, for me clicking through, it did not have the vibe of, like, you're in trouble and you won't get your pony if you yeah. don't fuck. Like, that would be my first thought.
Yeah.
Is, like, somehow this man is a gatekeeper to a pony.
Yeah, to a pony.
That was not the case.
Oh, interesting.
It just looked like regular.
It just porn. Was a sidebar.
Yeah.
Just something to a color of her personality is that yeah. she just wants to buy a pony one day.
Yeah. And disturbing because my pony slash horse phase was fourth grade.
Ugh, yeah.
I was well it's past that as a teenager.
Yeah.
Like it's pony?
Yeah.
That's a child.
Yep.
That's a child.
You're
that
saying
wants a pony.
The word pony?
Yeah.
You're 13, 12. Yeah.
And on that delicious note, should we take a break?
I'd love to. I just want to buy a pony.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we're back.
We're back.
The first one we're going to talk about is called Coming of Age.
This is from Erica Lust.
Yep. Ex-Confessions.
Ex-Confessions.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot how to say things.
Yeah. And I really liked this because the confession was like, why do we always have to, like, she's a teen. She's saying, I like watching porn, but, like, all the teen porn is, like, why do we always have to be a fetish, always exploited, yeah. always having sex with older guys?
Mm-hmm.
The reality of our sex lives is way more tender, intimate, caring, loving, and sweet. And most of the time we fuck people our own age, you know? And I was like, yeah.
Good point.
Good point.
Actually, I think that's what made me think about if teens are looking for themselves.
Yeah.
On porn sites.
Right.
Because, like, I would maybe be reassured watching someone close to my age fucking just to be, like... What are y'all doing?
Right.
Granted, it's, again, it's porn, so I would
be. And also giving me, like, realistic expectations.
Yeah, I wouldn't
of, like,
be getting.
What I should be.
Yeah, this porn is so tender and sweet.
I know.
I said porn, I was like, don't dirty it, Laura.
It's a fucking film.
It's.
Stars Bonnie Bell and Vincent Cassels.
Thank you.
Yes.
Full disclosure, officially the first porn that has made me cry.
I know. At one point I wrote, I'm crying right now.
Yeah.
So a little synopsis. It's like a couple. we got a little voiceover. She's like, if you're reading this, I'm already gone. I'm back in Oslo with my parents. Like, I'll never forget, like, the time we had together, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. I'll never forget the last afternoon we spent. Mm-hmm. It was so beautiful. You know, we got, like, a little quick succession shots of, like, their relationship, of them yeah. being sweet together.
And very, like, well shot and gorgeous. Oh, and like
so nice. And, like, very romantic.
Feels like a little yeah. tender indie film.
So sweet. And then we get, of course, the last afternoon they spent together, which mm-hmm. was sex.
Yeah.
Like you do.
Yeah.
A classic goodbye fuck.
Yeah.
Just between two teens. Mm-hmm. Oh, also important to note that when this was shot, they were both 22. And Erica Lust says this at the very beginning of the film. She's like, even though this is about
like, they're not
teens,
even fucking 18.
Yeah, they're not even close to teens. Yeah.
Yeah. But even so, like, they yeah. are, you yeah. know, they're young.
Yeah.
I was curious. I don't know. Maybe yeah. you found just, like, where she found them and what the
right.
story is there.
Yeah. Because I have to say, it was hard to find a feminist ethical porn about, like, teen sexuality.
Yeah.
Because, you know, not every studio, you know, indie, alternative, ethical, feminist, whatever you want to call it, studio has, like, the access to performers like Erica Lust does.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, which I'm glad that she...
And she's also not, like, seeking out, like,
right.
cam girls.
Yeah.
Or, well, not cam girls is maybe the, like, better end of the spectrum, but she's
yeah.
not, she's not, like, a character from Hot Girls Wanted who's like,
yeah.
hey, bitches,
yeah.
want to ride around in limos and make
yeah.
$500 a day
right.
and
like,
have these, like,
have...
17-year-olds be like, yeah!
Right.
And then just, like, yeah,
be very clear about being, like,
get into porn.
Adult cinema and exploration of sexuality and, you know.
Yeah. This, it felt like truly just... like tender teenage
yeah,
sex.
It really did.
You know?
It really did.
It
also felt like
for better or worse. You know?
But yeah, because like there were moments of like awkwardness.
Yeah.
And like there
yeah.
was some fumbling around.
Yeah.
And it didn't feel like two you know, experienced partners that
yeah.
had like been together for years and like knew exactly like what they were doing.
Yeah.
It didn't, you know, they like felt like a little times like they were like, where should we go here? Like what,
yeah, it was very around? Tender, mm-hmm. like he goes down at her, on her, at her.
Yeah.
He goes down on her at one point, and it's very,
twice.
Like, yes, like, yeah, twice.
I'm
and
like,
initially,
good for you.
Yeah, like.
No one was doing that to me when I was 18 or 19.
Certainly
Jesus.
Not. Certainly not. But, you know, like, the way that he did, like, it was all very, like, tentative and,
mm-hmm.
like, just explorative, you know?
Right.
Like,
right.
I will say, I don't think she came in
this. I don't
this,
think so either. Yeah.
Which I, you know. Is what it is, but I
again,
kind of was
accurate.
Like, yeah, I was like,
sex.
Correct. Like,
yeah.
I was not coming as a
yeah.
teenager having sex. And I also appreciate that they didn't make it, they didn't try to be like,
mm-hmm.
but she is, though,
mm-hmm.
you know, like.
Yeah, they didn't even attempt to.
He did, and
uh-huh.
and the whole thing was very tender, and
right.
she was very, like, connected to and, like, supportive of him in that moment,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't, like, her being like, oh,
yeah,
like
right.
when he was coming in
yeah.
the way that like I sometimes
right,
as a teenager
right, right.
Was.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah,
yeah
me too.
Me, it's crazy. I'm encouraging
you're
you.
You're yelling, so I'm yelling. I have to say it was a little like jackhammery.
Yeah.
You know, which
teenage
again.
Sex.
Teenage sex.
Yeah.
Right on par.
Yeah.
You know, there was just, he knew one mode.
Yeah.
And that was it.
They did do, like, different positions.
Yeah.
Which was impressive. I
yeah.
mean, like, she was on top, and then,
mm-hmm.
like, they did some side stuff, and
yeah.
they did, like...
Yeah, I liked the end when they were doing some side stuff.
Yeah.
And then he was, like, actually, like, making some moaning noises.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the sense I got from his, like, physical impulse was that he didn't know yet how, like, different thrusting techniques or,
sure.
like, ways to pace things out
mm-hmm.
so much as he was just, like, doing what felt good, which
yeah.
is, like, rapid fire and then, like,
yeah.
stop before you come.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Again,
yeah.
teenagers.
Yes.
But, yeah, it was so tender and, like, I wrote down in my notes, like, oh, man, like, it'd be cool if they could, like, reunite in 10 years after
yeah.
they both, like, fuck some other people and, like, have
yeah.
a really good time
yeah.
with this person they have a special connection with.
It's true.
You know, after they'd, like, learned to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
What other parts of this did you like?
I liked the inclusion of a condom.
Yeah.
Loved that.
Good call.
Like, being like, yeah, here it is. And there's this, like, little awkward moment of him, like, putting it out. Like, it wasn't just like, oh, here's a condom and now it's on. It was, like, fully him putting it on.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was like, this is important, especially
yeah.
for
she's
teenagers.
She's going back to Oslo.
Yeah.
She can't go home knocked up.
I know. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, she has to
she's
start
got
the school
whole
year in a second.
Future ahead of her.
yeah.
Yeah. Overall, thought it was a great representation of teen sex.
Yeah.
Again, nothing that I would ever masturbate to.
Yeah. Like, I was sort of evaluating it from a different place and being like, this is interesting. Mm-hmm. Because I, first of all, like, wouldn't want to masturbate to anyone that much younger than me.
Yeah, me too.
You know, like, certainly I watched some porn that's like, she's maybe 25.
Yeah, right.
You know,
right.
Where you're like, okay, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they did have such a youthful quality that I was like, ooh, like, it made me feel, like, voyeuristic. And, you know, if you do have a sort of, like, kink or proclivity towards younger bodies, this could be your thing. But it's definitely not, like, mainstream, most, like, mainstream porn where you're, like, there for the cum shot, there mm-hmm. for, like, her getting pounded a certain kind of way. Like, it just feels like real sex. Like, I actually was like, if you could give this video to teenagers, I'd feel really comfortable being like, this is sex.
Me too.
And it evolves from here. But, like, if your first time looks anything like this, then you succeeded.
That's absolutely normal. Yeah.
You know?
Agreed.
Yeah, so I thought it was really interesting from that from that perspective. I couldn't imagine. I mean, it was, like, hot at times. Like, I will say, like, when he was close to coming and, like, it was a little bit more intense between them, I was like, oh, this is cool.
This is hot.
This is getting there. Yeah, it's hot. But it's not, it's not my thing.
It just felt like I was, like, watching something, a very intimate moment between, like, you know, two teenagers, which was, you know, the point.
Yeah.
But, again, not what's getting my...
Truly, the whole thing just felt like you know, like, indie film where they, like, included the sex that's implied, you know, like, just a nice short film about a European summer romance.
Right.
Very nostalgic.
Mm.
Shall we...
Sweet. Very sweet.
Shall we move on to Daughter Swap?
I thought you'd never ask.
Daughter Swap. Teen besties fuck each other's dads. With Kitty Carrera and Sophie Reyes.
And two guys that Pornhub didn't include their names on.
Because who needs to know who the men are, specifically when we're implicating them in a film like this?
Yeah. Quick synopsis. Two best friends hanging out at one of their houses. They're, like, making cookies with the dad. Then the other dad comes over, and then one dad's like, hey, let's fuck each other's daughters.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, the whole summary is, like, two girls, two dads.
Yeah.
They trade dads. We don't see both couples.
Yeah, we just
couples.
Get part
I don't
one.
I feel comfortable calling that.
Yeah.
We don't see all of the fucking.
Yeah.
We see the first dad who makes the arrangement fuck the daughter.
Sophie Reyes,
And then it's like, next time on Daughter Swap, the other fucking dad fucking the other daughter.
Yeah.
Where to begin? Okay, where to begin with this fucking film? Let's begin with the 90s era Daughter Swap, like, opening theme song.
And then they're just sitting on her bed, and she's like, do you want to take a picture or a video? Which is something I ask you once a day.
Yeah.
On our couch.
On our couch, sitting together.
Do you want to take a picture or a video?
I mean, let's be honest. If I was more into taking selfies, we'd be doing that more.
Probably. But you're 100% right.
So I'm working on it. I'm growing.
Yeah. And then they go downstairs, and then we're just led to believe that her best friend has never met her dad before.
Yeah, it's like, a weird thing. She's like,
friend?
Oh, this is your friend you've told me about. And he says, and he's like, oh, you're a cutie. And I'm like, red flag is what that tells me. Yeah. I mean, like, it's a porn. We know.
The fucking 1 minute long hug that both of them had with the dad wasn't the first red flag.
Both of them had.
Literally, she hugged her father, and I was like, too long of a hug.
I was like, you saw him 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. Why are you hugging him so long?
And you're a teenager. You don't hug your dad like
no,
that.
No, you don't want to be. Not, you're embarrassed.
You're
of
mad
your father
at him because he didn't buy you a fucking switch.
You're
or
just mad at him. Always.
Yeah.
There was just 3 years of my life.
There
where
isn't
I was
realism
mad.
Here around the teenage experience, and that's what's bothering
that's
me.
That's the real red flag.
Yeah.
I was mad at my father for 3 years for no reason.
I certainly wouldn't fuck one of his buddies if he asked me to. So wait. Also in that, like, exchange where he's like, oh, right, you're the friend I've been hearing about.
Right.
And, right. How old are you?
Again,
I
being
swear
really
to
clear.
God, she said 15, and he goes, cool, 19. That might just be my ear hearing it that way, but it did sound briefly like she was like, I'm 15. He was like, cool, 19.
No, they definitely were saying 19 because they were like so, every porn studio is like so scared of being like.
No, I know. They wouldn't have given her that dialogue. Yeah. But I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
It kind of sounded like, and he was like, I'm a producer on this film and I'm going to say 19 very really clearly and loudly.
Yeah, super loud.
And then dad just, you know, brings over a glass to the daughter's, his daughter's friend and just starts kissing her.
Oh, no. You missed a very important part.
Oh.
They're making cookies.
Right, they're making cookies.
And he goes, you feel that? Feel how soft that is? It's going to get hard in a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, innuendo.
Important dialogue.
Okay.
Then daughter turns her back.
And she goes, where's your garbage? And they drastically change up the camera angle to be like over in the kitchen corner while like the daughter's like, oh, is it over here? Or the friend's like, oh, is it over here? And he's like, yeah, let me just go help her find the garbage. And then she goes over to the garbage. They like go over to where the garbage is because like all good makeout sessions happen by the garbage.
Yeah, I was going to say like the most romantic kiss is one over an open garbage pail.
Yeah, yeah. And then he just makes out with his daughter's friend.
Yeah. And daughter's back is turned while she's... Yeah. Assorting various shots of juice. I don't know what the fuck is happening in the background, but it does not seem to be associated with cookies. I was like,
nothing.
I love in porn when some performer is like, oh,
I
just business
have an activity.
Here?
Yeah.
Just gonna do some business. Maybe
I'm gonna hold this
maybe I'll
cup.
Just put these in a row and then rearrange them in a different row. Okay, enough time? Cool, they're done. Cool. And then other dad shows up.
And then Sophie's like,
and there's
Daddy! Which, again, is
I've never
every
said.
Single time I was 19.
Not as a fucking 8-year-old, not as an 18-year-old.
Certainly not
maybe,
now.
Maybe you did as a child.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
no.
I don't know what to tell you. And then he... So presumably this is the first time they're meeting also, and he's like, hey, I just want to talk to you.
Why'd the dad show up?
Love Island style. He's like, hey, can I just grab you for a quick conversation? And then sits the other dad down at the dining room table and is like, listen, you don't want your daughter to have her first sexual experiences in college like a fucking normal person.
Right.
You'd better let me fuck her.
No, I thought that first they were saying, you should do it. Saying, you should have sex with your own daughter.
Oh, I didn't get that.
That's what they were saying. And then he was like, well, I would feel more comfortable if you did it.
I thought the narrative
the
was just that the guy was like, you don't want her
this
to just be
deal.
Having sex with a random guy. And then him, taking the tee up is like, you know what? You should fuck my daughter.
Yeah, right.
I didn't know if he was like, you should probably fuck your daughter.
Yeah, I thought it was like, you should probably fuck your daughter. And then the guy was like, cool. Maybe you should do it.
Honestly, at this point, I'd believe it.
Yeah.
I'd buy it.
So then they're like, hey, we both got two beautiful daughters. And like, all right, let's shake hands on it. We're doing it.
In true,
let's get it done.
Women is property fashion.
Yeah. So then they go back into the kitchen and then they're talking about the cookies.
And
they're like, and she's like, I thought their cookies were going to have icing. And he's like, they will have icing, but it's going to take about 20 minutes. Wink, wink. And then the men just stand up.
Yeah, just stand up. They're like, we should probably explain better.
Oh, yeah, right.
And then they walk around the counter and just take their dicks out.
And just wobble. They're like, wobble, wobble,
then
wobble.
Then wobble their
wobble
dicks.
Wobble their dicks out.
There's not, we
like,
should
just
probably.
Like, just wagging them. Yes. Wagging them like dogs, like a dog tail,
it
you know?
You know, to dramaturg this, don't give me the line that you're going to talk about it and then not talk about it.
And just wobble
just
your dick
say
at me.
It's gonna take 20 minutes and whip your fucking dick out.
Yeah.
If that's what's happening, that's what's happening. Don't
and
be
then,
like, let me explain. Dick. Dick out.
Not enough of an explanation, sir.
Yeah. And then
the girls get down, just instinctively know to get down on their knees and stand in front of each other's dad's dick.
Uh-huh.
And just open mouth, eyes wide.
Wow. Oh my god, the fucking shot too of them being like,
wow.
Mouth open, look at these dicks.
This is the biggest dick I've never seen.
Clearly
a dick
they
before.
Were given a ridiculous directive.
Yeah.
With the guy behind the camera, he's like, actually, can we just get a clearer shot of like, can you just be like, just, wow,
more surprise, more surprise.
Crazy fucking dick.
The biggest
mouth
you've ever
open,
seen.
Mouth open, like, oh my God, that
you've
dick.
Never seen just, anything like it. It's
because
like a Grand Canyon.
Hold on them with their mouths open for a solid
years.
Minute. I was like, no one's held their mouth open that long. That long when they weren't actually sucking on a dick.
Yeah, that's true.
So stop. Then, and I don't even want to like go into too much fucking detail about it because it doesn't deserve it, but.
Yeah.
The dad and the daughter, the new daughter that we're meeting,
yeah,
go
Sophie
fuck.
Reyes, yeah,
Sophie,
and the other
you.
Dad, and Kitty's dad, yeah. So then they go and fuck, and then we just get some raw fucking doggy style, you know,
yeah.
We get
blowjob
first,
then doggy style,
and wow, really just can't believe that she's never given a blowjob before.
Yeah, I had the same thought. Yeah. Like, he was like, your daughter's first sexual experience. I was like, your daughter knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
She is giving quite a blowjob, and she's riding a cock in a way that I didn't learn how to do till my mid-20s.
Yeah, so.
So.
Yeah, nice try.
Congrats to daughter for her talent. I mean, I will say that, like, she's quite skilled.
Yeah, I mean, she does the move.
She rides
the reverse,
a dick. She has a reverse cowgirl with great facility.
Yeah. She's got some thighs.
Pussy darity. You know? What do we say that's the counterpart to dexterity?
I don't know.
That describes a woman who has
thigh strength?
Yeah, thigh strength and like hip control.
Yeah.
And like you're just in fucking. And
you can hold
stamina.
Your body weight. Yeah, stamina.
Yeah.
It's so clear to me that this porn is for men when we barely ever see the dad.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, also, like, and naturally, we cut dad out.
Yeah, it's just
like,
it's basically
we
POV
see
without it being
his
POV.
Dick and his
paunchy little belly.
his dad bod.
Yeah.
From, like,
points
nipples
to him for
down
really,
and, like, cut out the rest
embodying
of him
the character.
Much. Yeah, points to him for method acting.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Anything you liked about this? I don't want to ask that.
Wait. Where
wait,
is
what?
He a big part?
Oh, God. They brought back the cookies. How could I forget?
They brought back the fucking cookies.
And he jizzes on a cookie
and
she licks,
she
it,
licks
off,
it off. And
then she
licks it off
and eats the cookie.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't make... At least think about your flavor pairings.
I mean, it's basically like, you know, it's like having like sea salt on a chocolate
You'd
chip.
You'd like to think... It's like having bleachy
bringing
sea salt
the umami
glue
flavor.
Drizzled on some fucking Toll House. Yeah.
They looked like shitty cookies, too.
Yeah, they just...
They
I
were
mean,
baked
know,
poorly.
This is a porn. Clearly someone just, like, sliced some
Nestle
dough
Toll House.
And put it on a...
Yeah.
They were round. That's all I'll give them.
They couldn't have got tates.
I
know?
Don't even feel comfortable at this porn being like, what did you like about it?
No, there's nothing I liked about it.
She was talented.
She was talented.
She is a skilled performer.
Zero clit stimulation.
Yeah.
Somehow she's still screaming, though, when it's like nothing's happening to her. Mm-hmm. She's literally just getting masturbated into.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And she licks it off and eats the cookie. I'll never get over that.
Yeah.
Cookies are... No, I won't say that.
Have I made you watch the Fruit Loop porn?
No.
That Dan, my friend, showed me?
No.
You know, when you have a porn podcast, your friends just specifically
send
show
you
and send you, like
hey,
the
have
craziest
you seen this?
Shit they've ever stumbled across in the porn world.
Yeah.
And there's a video of a chick gaping her asshole, and then they put Fruit Loops and milk in there and eat it out.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, just enjoy your day, everyone.
Enjoy Fruit Loops. Enjoy your morning bowl of Fruit Loops out of your lover's butthole.
I feel like we already covered this, but, you know, it's how we finish.
Yeah.
Like, are either of these going in your spank bank?
Neither.
Yeah.
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 Same for you?
Yes. I have much respect for the Erica Lust, like, nature of the film and what it was doing. It is not masturbation material for me.
Me neither. But I applaud the effort of being like, hey, teens can be sexual and have sex, and this is, like, an accurate representation of teen sex, and it's okay.
Yeah.
So I liked that. But other than that, not jerking off to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same.
Well.
Hey, and if you out there listening, you love teen porn, you got a good teen porn that you think is great, you want to send it our way.
Yeah.
Always open.
I'd love to be persuaded.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
If teen is something that you're into, let us know. And maybe tell us why. We love hearing that.
Yeah, if in defense of teen.
Yeah.
Sure.
We want to know.
We could have brought a teen on the show.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
But that's like, you know, that's like bringing a fish into the shark tank.
Yeah.
That poor teenager would be traumatized.
Could you imagine?
Anyway, thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah, just a reminder to rate, review, subscribe.
Leave find us on Instagram.
I was going to say, leave us a little review. Tell us what your porn star name is.
Mm-hmm. We haven't done that in a while.
I know.
We?
But we love knowing this because we find it hilarious.
Yeah. We also just like your genuine opinions and
enthusiasm
about the show. It really means a lot to us.
Yeah. If you have a search term that you want us to cover, we'd love to know. Yeah.
Always we've gotten some of those and have recorded some episodes thanks to suggestions. So
we love suggestions.
Find us at Insta. On Insta at Girls on Pern. That's porn without the O. Find us on Twitter.
That's true. We're on
slowly but surely being a Twitter thing.
Yeah, we're figuring it out.
GOP the podcast. That's at GOP the podcast. Girlsonporn.com.
That's right.
Is the last thing.
You can find links to these vids, the vids that we endorse specifically on our website.
And our stupid faces. This has been Girls on Porn. The only GOP that's actually good for women.
And men. And everybody in between. We love you all. Goodbye! That was a HeadGum Podcast.